Welcome to Thousand Hills. We'd like to thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you enjoy this message, and we hope that it speaks blessings in your life.
Our own Olivia Colleen Little to come and speak to you guys today. She's a wonderful young lady. She does an amazing job with our teenagers and just an all-around great, great gal. And so give it up for Olivia as she comes today.
Well, I didn't think I'd be this nervous, considering I know so many of you for so long. But when Beau first asked me to speak, I knew it had been something that God had been talking to me for a little bit about. I should be asking Beau. And it's funny how God works, because every time I see the treader, oh, God, that's not what you want me to do, he brings in somebody else to be like, yeah, that's what you need to do. And so here I am. Today what I'd like to speak to you about is, this is our graduation Sunday, but the points that I have and the things that I'm going to say apply to everyone in here. Because no matter where you are in life, you can always be a better person, you can always be a better Christian, you can always follow God a little bit better. I'm going to be sharing a lot of my testimony, and I was kind of debating on whether to do that or not, because there seems to be this myth that church leaders are perfect, and so I might shock some of you, but I felt like I needed to do it because that could be some kind of barrier that keeps me from reaching somebody, or that keeps somebody from coming to God to think that thinks that they're not perfect. And so I've got 3 points today. It probably won't be very long. I'm already kind of speaking fast. I just hope that you all can get something out of it. And so my first point today is going to be, don't let your past mistakes determine your future. And the verse that I'm going to go with on this is Luke 9:62. And Jesus replied, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. Now in this passage, Jesus is talking about following him. If we are living in the past, we cannot follow Jesus to the future. You can't have one foot in this way and try to keep going this way. You're always going to have something that is holding you back. I don't know about you guys, but I know that I tend to say, God, I want to follow you. First, let me do this. First, let me go and have my fun over here before I go and follow you. Or a big thing that I used to say was, God, I'll follow you when I'm older, but right now I just want to have fun. And what my fun consisted of turned out to be not that fun at all. For some reason, I know myself and even some of the youth that I have talked to think that if you follow Jesus, you're not going to have a fun life. Which is totally untrue, because if you're following God, he's going to bless your fun so much more than any fun that you could ever try to have on your own. And so when Jesus says to follow him, he doesn't say, follow me when you are free of sin. He doesn't say, I need you to cleanse yourself and then come to me and follow me, because I can only have people that follow me that are perfect. No, Jesus never says that. Jesus simply says, follow me. Come to him, and he will release you from any burden that is holding you back. You can follow Jesus and still be struggling in a sin, because you're not going to get out of that sin by yourself. You're not going to get out of that struggle by yourself. What I'm going to talk to you about right now in regarding to that point is, whenever, before I led worship here, I started leading worship when I was about a sophomore in high school. I was going off and on to this church. I didn't grow up in church. Whenever I spent the night with my granny, I'd sometimes go to church with her, and I'd like listen to music and be all about it, and then come when the preacher would speak, I was out. So that's about as much church as I got, until I kind of started coming here on and off whenever I wasn't working. But whenever I was a freshman and a sophomore in high school, there was these girls that kind of made school a little bit hard for me, and I really didn't feel like I had any friends. And so I would try to go out and make friends. Well, I ended up getting in with some people that weren't so great. And this might shock you all, but I used to be quite the partier. And I would go out all the time. And I, like I said, freshman, sophomore, 14, 15 years old, I would be going out and partying with these college kids. I would be getting drunk all the time. It didn't matter when it was. All the time. And I, Beau and Heather had contacted me. They had seen me singing at a Christmas play for Sharon Mutual, and they were like, oh, we need a singer because she's graduating. So they asked me if I would be willing to sing. And so, of course, I was like, I didn't think about the godly side of it. I thought, heck yes, people are going to know who I am if I sing there. They're kind of a big church. And so that's what originally led me to come here, is I thought, yes, this could be my start. This could be my break. Like, I could just get started in the church and then grow from there. And I didn't really know the way that I would be growing, because it's not the way that I thought. After all those things I had, besides the drinking, which led me down to just a dark time, I was in a bad place before Bo and Heather contacted me about that. The girls that also made it a little bit hard, and you know, when I think back on it, they weren't that mean. It was me thinking that they were thinking these things that they weren't really doing. But they had me in a bad spot, and I suffered with eating disorders and all these different, just depression and anxiety, and I didn't want to do anything at all, ever, because I felt so low about myself. I thought, nobody loves me. Nobody wants to be around me. Nobody wants to be my friend, until Bo and Heather stepped in and I came to sing here. As I started growing in the different way than what I had originally thought, I realized someone does love me, and that's God, and that no matter what I did, He forgave me if I came and asked Him for it. And so, seeing where I am now as a youth pastor, it's kind of crazy. After all the things that I've thought about what I've done and all the sins I've committed and how dark in a place I once was, about how God can still use me no matter the mistakes that I'd made. And if I can lead and God can use me, He can use you too. No matter what you've done is not too big for God's grace to reach you. And even now, I still question God and I say, God, are you sure you want me leading these kids? Like, you know the things I've done. Are you sure you want me giving them advice about this? Because when I was in their shoes, it didn't turn out too good for me. But I heard this saying one time that somebody told me, and it said, God doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. And it's really crazy how I heard that, actually. Bo had told it to this lady, like, few years ago, and then I had worked with this lady, and she found out that I knew Bo, and so she told me that saying, and so that's crazy how it kind of works around in there, but it's a great saying. He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. So I take comfort in that, knowing that even though I right now sometimes get nervous that, God, I don't know what I'm doing. I trust in Your plan, but I have no idea what I'm doing or where You're leading me. That He will give me the strength that I need to go out and lead these kids the way that He says that I need to. And so I just want you to know that no matter what you've done, you can go out and you can get in God's will. And that you just have to be willing to trust Him with your life and then also to let Him lead you. And so my second point is step out in faith. In Joshua 1:9 it said, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." That is just an amazing thing to remember, that no matter where you go, whether you're going to college, whether you're not going to college, whether you're moving across the country, maybe you're moving across the world, it doesn't matter, because God is with you wherever you go. Jesus calls you out of your comfort zones. And I can apply that right now. This is not my comfort zone. He's definitely called me out of it. And so it takes a step of faith to want to follow Him, because it's scary. It is so scary not knowing where God is leading you and to try and follow Him anyway. I'm not going to try and beat around the bush there. It is terrifying. And you might even try to go about it like, oh God, I don't know about that. Maybe another time. Well, I'll tell you, He'll bring you right back to it. Whenever I was leading worship here and I was a senior in high school, I was thinking about going to college and at Northwestern in Alba. Well, last minute I changed it, and instead of being however far Alba is away, like an hour, I moved about 2.5 hours away. And before I even moved, I knew God had had a calling on my life for ministry. But I kept saying, Lord, this isn't it. This isn't it. I want to go out and have my fun first. I want to go out and go to college and try to go my own way before I figure out what You want to do with my life. And I tell you, God used my stubbornness to bring me right back here. Before I ever left for college, I was in a relationship. And before I say anything else, this guy is a great guy. He's a godly guy. He's an awesome person. And while we might be great people individually, we weren't great together. We weren't really leading each other toward Christ. We were just kind of stagnant in our relationship with him. We didn't really put God first. And I think the reason I didn't want to answer the calling to youth ministry in my life is because I knew that I put this relationship first above everything else. And we all know that you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to put God first before everything else in your life. And that's not something I did. And so I went off to college and I went there for a semester, and then I moved back to try to work on the relationship that I knew God had been telling me that this wasn't the relationship that was right for either one of us. And I knew that, but I keep saying, no, God, this is where I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable with this person. I don't want to have to go out and try to worry about if I'll be alone or not. And I was so terrified of that, that I moved back from school and I tried to work on that relationship that I knew was a dead end. And that wasn't fair to me, and it wasn't fair to him either, because it was just kind of wasted time. But after a few months after I had moved back, I finally gained up the courage to talk to Bo and Heather about youth. And they were like, yeah, go ahead. I think that's a great thing. And I was like, okay. That's kind of scary. I was kind of hoping they'd be like, no, you can't do that. And then I'd be like, sorry, God. They said no. And so we had that first youth meeting, and that same day, I just felt so overwhelmed with joy and peace and happiness, and I knew this was where I'm supposed to be at, Lord. Like, I'm so sorry I took my own way first. I could have just been doing this the whole time. I tried to take the long way around. And I knew there was still one more thing left, and that was that relationship, but I wasn't ready to give it up. And I just kept saying, God, I'm just going to ignore you. And so I did. I ignored him. Well, it came to be where we finally broke up, and God really spoke to me then. And he said, you know, I told you this wasn't going to happen, and it's not so that it could hurt you. He wasn't wanting us to end so I could be hurt or so he could be hurt, but so rather that me and him could have what God wanted for us that was the best. So what we were trying to make work wasn't God's best for either one of us. And so for me knowing that and not saying anything was kind of selfish on my part, but it ended working out in God's plan anyway. And I wouldn't say that it's not going to be hard for some of you. It was extremely calming on my end. I seem to be really good with things like that. But God brings you that peace. Whenever you follow him in leading you out a door, don't be afraid that another door is going to open, because it will. Another door will open, and God will give you that peace about following him. You won't be scared anymore. I don't know how long it might take for you to get that peace, but it will come. And so whatever thing you're struggling in, because I bet there's someone here that needs to hear this. Whatever thing you're struggling in, or whatever decision you're worried about taking that step of faith, whether it's following God, maybe you don't know God and you're going to follow him and have a relationship with him. Pray about that and just take that step of faith. What's holding you back? What is holding you back? And think about it. Is it for your own benefit or is it for God's? So that leads me to my third point, my last point. I told you this was going to be fast. Don't lose sight of Jesus. Now, whether you're going to college or not, or you're going to work somewhere else, this applies to every single one of you. Don't lose sight of Jesus. I'm reading Psalm 16:8, and it says, I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. That is just an awesome thing to believe, that no matter where you are, God is always going to be with you at your right hand, and you will not be shaken. For the ones of you that are going to college, it's a time of new things, which also means new temptations, because there's no parents and there's less rules. Unless you're going to like a Christian academy or something, then there's a lot of rules. So you'll be good. And even if you're not going to college, you're going to be tempted in some way throughout your life, no matter if it's with people, if it's with drinking, if it's with drugs, if it's with whatever sin it's in, you will be tempted. None of us are above being tempted, not even Jesus. And so if Jesus isn't above it, we aren't above it. But one thing that you can do to not be tempted so much is to surround yourself with people that'll lead you toward Christ rather than away from him. I read this thing the other day on Facebook that really stuck with me, and it said, surround yourself with people who will lead you. Oh, I just said that. The people we surround ourselves will either raise or lower our standards. And we need to surround ourselves with people that will help us be the best versions of ourselves, not the least. You need to be around those people that are going to encourage you daily to follow God, that are going to push you to be better, not just keep you where you are or lead or cause you to stumble in temptation. And as you go to college, you're going to meet new people. You're going to meet new people at your new job. You're going to meet new people at a new, wherever you move to. You're always meeting new people. And it can be hard to not be friends with some people or to be afraid about being liked. And so you think, oh, but if I just do this, these group of people will like me. Well, that can be really hard. Whenever I was at USAO in Chickasha, I was on the dance team for the whole semester I was there. And it was, I know, way to go, I'm kind of a quitter. But it was pretty fun. And there was these girls on it, because I was a freshman, I wanted to hang out with the senior girls because they were cool. They had all of it going on. They knew what they were doing. And it's not hardly that much different than high school at all, except, you know, you can drive and there's no parents. But they would go out all the time and they'd be partying. And I was like, dang, I kind of want to go out with them just so that they'll know that I'm cool. I'll hang out with you. But I knew deep down that if I was to go out and party with them, I'd be tempted to drink. And more than likely, because of my past, I would. I wouldn't think anything against it. And I was lucky enough to get joined with these girls in a group called the BCN, which is the Baptist Collegiate Ministries. And we'd have lunch like three times a day. I'm really hungry. Just kidding. 3 times a week we'd have lunch, and then we'd have like Bible study 2 times a week. And it was really awesome because these girls, we'd have like a group text, and every single morning somebody would send something that they heard about in their devotional or that they saw in their Bible and scripture. And so it was really awesome having that encouragement. And one verse that we always used to remind each other of was Hebrews 3:13. And that just says, encourage one another daily. Just have someone there that can encourage one another daily. Now, you might not be going to college. You might be a parent or a grandparent or an aunt, an uncle, or just a friend that's older. It doesn't matter. You could text that person every once in a while. You don't even have to do it daily. But like once a week or once a month, send a text out to that college graduate and just send them a verse or send them something that helps you get through the day. Because college is also a time when you go out to, you're so far away from home and you might not know anybody. You can maybe struggle with depression or feeling lonely. So you never know the words that you send to someone, how they're going to impact them. And so you can always encourage someone else daily too. And so back to those girls. I knew that if I were to go out and hang out with them, I would drink. And then the girls in my BCM group, who were kind of my accountability partners, would be like, oh my gosh, Olivia, what are you doing? That's not what we are supposed to do. And so I didn't want to have to tell them what I was doing. And so I didn't go out and hang out with those girls. Now, I say I didn't hang out with them. I didn't hang out with them when they were partying. I still wanted to hang out with them so that they could be influenced by my actions. But in the same way, I didn't want their actions to influence me. So instead of hanging out with them in a place that there'd be alcohol, I'd hang out with them like at the bowling alley or at dance practice or in the commons area at the college, places where I knew that there was no way they could be drinking alcohol, at least where someone could see them. Probably in the library if you tried. Not encouraging that, guys. But the thing that I want you to get out of this is just surround yourself with people who are going to let you grow, not hold you back. And so if I can just leave you with 3 things, it would be, don't let your past determine your future. Take that step of faith, whatever it may be. And then also, don't lose sight of Christ. And so we're going to take a minute. If you would bow your head and close your eyes. I don't know what situation all of you guys are in this room, whether you need to take that step of faith, whatever God is leading you, or whether you just need to let go of those past mistakes that you think are holding you back from following God. Maybe you have lost sight of Christ, and I just want you to know that you are never too far gone. God will always reach you, and He will always forgive you, no matter the things that you think you've done. God doesn't hold those things against you when you ask for forgiveness. And so maybe you don't know God today, and maybe you want to. Maybe you think, I'm ready to let go of those past mistakes, and I just I want to follow God. I want to wholeheartedly follow Him, no matter if I'm perfect or not. And so we want to help you do that. And all you have to do is pray to God and say, God, forgive me of my sins. And please just be the Lord of my life. Just ask Him into your heart. And that's it. That's the easiest thing you can do, but it's the best decision that you'll ever make. No matter, I just want you to know that you are never too far away from God's grace to reach you. So why do you keep thinking that you're not good enough for Him to come to you? You are good enough to follow God no matter what you've done, no matter what you will do. I'm going to have you pray with me and then they'll do announcements. Lord, I just thank you for everyone here today, and I thank you for this opportunity to come and speak, Lord. And I pray if there's anyone here that's struggling with making a decision for you, Lord, or if they're just struggling in some kind of sin that they need to let go of, Lord, or if they need to take that step of faith, that you can give them the strength and the courage to do that, Lord, even if they don't know where it's going to lead. I pray that as these graduates go to college or as they go out on their own, Lord, you just be with them and help them to make decisions and that their actions glorify you, Lord, and that they can always keep sight of you and you can always be right there with them. I pray that as we go about our day, you bless us and keep us just close to you, Lord. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you guys again for listening today. If you've made a commitment today or if you have any needs, feel free to contact us at info@thousandhillsranch.church or you can text or call 580-216-6427. And may God bless the ride you're on.